Hello, friend. If you're having a bad day, or if you just need a few minutes to catch your breath, this is your show. You are now listening to the Rifao podcast, Random Intricacies from an Animate Object or Random Intricacies. I'm your host, Juan Gordon. Thank you for tuning in. Before we get into it, really quick, this show will not take up much of your time. We value your time. This is a quick 15-minute mental pit stop wherever or whenever you need it. First, a breathing exercise. All right, it probably feels stupid, but maybe you need this. Again, this is your reset. So what I like to do is take a deep breath in. While you're doing so, you say let. Take a deep breath out. While you're doing so, say go. Do that a few times. See how you feel after that. Call me in the morning. Besides that, how are you feeling today? Hopefully not stressed. Warmer days are upon us. I can just smell the barbecue. Drop the invites. I want to get us in a thinking mood real quick, selfishly, because I need these resets as much as you do. So just to get ourselves thinking for after this pit stop, it's what is one goal that you're going to accomplish by tomorrow? Basically, start thinking. I know I have an idea of what I want because I set a lot of short-term goals. So I'll just make one of my short-term goals and I'll just accomplish it by tomorrow. So, you know, I'm doing this podcast, obviously. I mean, for like whoever listens to this, I'm one person that listens to this. I realize that it's really hard to navigate social media and try to use it to promote the podcast. Everybody is selling something. So, you know, everybody's an influencer. The algorithm is terribly skewed. What is the algorithm? I decided it was best if I consulted with an expert, so that's what I did. I reached out to Social Right Media. That's www.socialrightmedia.com, and right is spelled R-I-T-E, and booked a consultation with Jill, who happens to also run the business. When I spoke to Jill, I asked for a rundown on what I can expect or what I need to be mindful of if I wanted to grow my podcast followers organically via social media. The weird thing about social media is that there's way more to it than you think. And even when what you think you know isn't half of what is actually happening. The game is rigged, and it's not far from the haves and the have-nots that have plagued our society. Not to make it too political, but think about it. And it's a good thing that, you know, companies like Social Right Media exist. And about that, a few months ago, Jill reached out to Ryan and I. Ryan and myself and Jill, we're part of Talkdown, a creative group who happens to do what I'm doing now, except this is more of a monologue, and told us about her idea to help people successfully grow their social media presence. I thought that was a dope idea. Ryan thought that was a dope idea. And she started showing us like this real dope website. She showed us the color scheme, what her thinking was like. I mean, I was surprised that there weren't companies doing it this way. It felt like there's a lot of automation that's going on right now when it comes to that solution. And I think people are being exploited. People are being robbed. It's probably the better term by some of these companies. They think that they can create a cookie cutter template or, you know, a campaign, one size fits all, and you can automate it, you know. But then you notice all your followers, you can't even understand what language, like, their names, their usernames are. You know, it's a whole thing. I encourage you to look it up, but, you know, the fact that there's a company that it feels like it's a live company, like with real people, that is willing to make the organic thing a real thing, not what everyone else is selling. You know, and especially when it comes to two things. You want engagement, and you want that engagement to convert to sales, right? So, in a few months since she started her business, I've seen her clientele grow to the point where she's hiring people now. So, me being now on the, I guess, you know, I'm on the media side, right? So, I gotta see what's going on. So, I booked a consultation with Jill. Selfishly, right? Because I need it for my podcast, and I have to see what's going on. I have to see how she's doing it, not to give away secrets. So one, because I'm nosy and I wanted to see the process myself, and two, Dominicans love referring people to things, so I wanted to get the full experience for reference. And three, because she was right. She was the right resource for what I desperately needed. Digital guidance. How many of us need that? How many times have you posted something only to have likes? Then you see your friends liking other things and you're pissed because, like, they ignored your business post. Well, there's a reason and a science behind that. And I know that algorithm, it exists, and it's turned into an ever-evolving unicorn that only, like, the popular people have access to. And let's not talk about IG Lives. I think you only get, like, 3% of your followers on your IG Lives. So I knew Jill was going to be great at this, but this conversation confirmed that not only is she a complete badass and a boss and knows exactly what she's doing, but you need help with your social media if you want to run a successful business. I wish you can see how many capital letters I would have written in that. All of them. You could totally run it yourself. You can post content yourself. You can engage and you can get somewhere. But listen, I can plant seeds in the dirt too. It doesn't mean I'm a farmer. I can't tell you how happy I am for my friend's business. I think I'm happier for us non-digital social media morons who desperately needed this. When to post, how to engage, what drives people to your page. There's just way too much going on in a day for me to just try to keep up with all of that and then try to decipher that. I honestly didn't even know that there were thriving businesses doing what she did. I mean, there are people that go out and speak to people on your behalf. They bring people to you and then show them your work is worth it. All of your hard work is being noticed and all you have to do is get help. Who knew? It was pretty cool seeing that. I can't tell you any of her secrets. I'm pretty sure, like, you know, I've probably given you too much. But I vowed not to promote any specific thing on my show. This was going to be about us, like, learning, growing, randomness, connection. We're all trying to make something, promote something, sell something. And her business is literally geared to help you do that. So book a consultation. She's not paying me for this. This is actually my gift to you, the listener, whoever's listening that has a business or wants to get ahead on social media. She happens to be the resource that we all need. I guess that's what I was thinking about this entire time during the consultation is, if we had enough self-awareness to admit that we need help and that there are people that legitimately want to help you. I mean, you hear stories of people challenging other people's businesses, legitimacy. And sometimes you can question some people. But it's like it's almost like you're so skeptical of someone just starting up that you rather overpay someone that will underdeliver than go with someone that's going to give you a fresh take and that's actually going to care. So, you know, drop the ego. Not everyone's trying to hustle you. Some people, you know, be smart. Sometimes if you quiet the noise of your own insecurities, you can probably think clearly enough to get the right help you need. You creators who want to just create and show people what you've done without having to overexpose yourself, what are the alternatives are there? Letting your work potentially fall on deaf ears or blind eyes, or a lot worse than death itself for an artist. Lessons learned via friends are doubly satisfying. So thank you, Jill, for your guidance. And I support your endeavor for however long you choose to do it. And all of my other friends who are planning on starting a business, a service, or help, take that step. We need you to. And I'm sure we will support you too. I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to do it. This podcast is brought to you by Social Right Media, where you too can reach beyond your social circles. Social Right Media. Get professional social media marketing management and strategies how you need it and when you need it. Your followers are a click away. Book your free consultation now. How'd I do? All right. I just threw that in. But we're at 14 minutes. I'm sure we can go on longer, but this is a perfect opportunity for you to take this conversation offline. Find a friend or a stranger and discuss. In case you're wondering, this episode and all of the episodes for this show are produced by Infamy. And for Elite Production, make sure you visit www.infamysounds.com. That's www.infamysounds.com. I'm Juan Gordon. You're listening to Rifal Podcast. Random intricacies from an inanimate object. Thank you for joining me. We'll see you tomorrow.